Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Joining us at this time slot every Monday is State Representative Neil Friske for the 107th. He's giving us field reports, what's going on out there on the campaign trail, what's happening in Lansing. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
We're good, sir. We appreciate the event you guys put together on Friday. Your fundraiser, good event, good turnout. Now it's back to the campaign trail. Where are you headed this week?
Yes, it was. The event was fantastic. Awesome support from people coming out. So we really enjoyed that and had a lot of fun to boot. So I would greatly appreciate that. It had a busy weekend. Myself and a helper, we put up, I don't even know, kind of lost track, somewhere around 75 or 80 big signs. So shoulders and hands are pretty sore this morning, but that's what this is all about. So I have session this week. I'll be leaving for Lansing later today and be down there for the week for session, and then we'll be back up next weekend to hit the campaign trail again.
Right. Now, I did read the story earlier in the show today about the budget, how it was passed with just Democrats' votes, 56 to 49. But the Senate seems to really be putting up a stink with Whitmer on a few items and may not vote for immediate effect, which would be very interesting. Six state Republican senators had to vote for immediate effect, or basically the government shuts down stroke of midnight on October 1st. What are you hearing about that process?
Well, we've not really discussed that a lot. I'm sure that's going to be the number one topic when we get to Lansing this week. So we'll see how that develops exactly. I suppose, you know, obviously stuff like that is used as a bargaining tool. And I doubt in the end that will happen. Something will get resolved. Somebody will make a deal and things will move forward. That's usually how it works.
Right, right. Especially when it comes to income tax relief. Nesbitt is really upset with the court's rulings, restoring basically our state income tax rollback, pushing it back to 4.25. He's not happy about that. This increase garbage trash tax that she wanted, 1,289% increase, was ridiculous. House removed it. Senators are still wanting to talk about it. So we'll see. Like you say, a lot of deal-making probably going to occur. Now, based on what you've been told, Neil, July 1st is constitutionally the deadline for passing the budget. What kind of schedule do they have you on for the month of June?
We have session for the whole month of June. Originally, like a month or so ago, they were talking about us being done at about the middle of the month, but that's been changed now. We do have session all the way through the last week of June, and so I'm sure that that's probably what will happen. And, you know, I mean, obviously, if the Senate holds firm and if people hold firm, that's great. That's what we need. It is an election year, so everybody's looking at this through a little different lens than they did last year, for example. It's not that there wasn't any resistance put up last year, but clearly we had all kinds of Republicans that voted for the budget. So I think there's very few of those that are wanting to do that this time. But you know, we'll see how that plays out. So, but no, we have a full calendar through the month of June, and I'm sure one way or another we'll get that done.
Right. Now, one thing that is important, and you mentioned this at your event on Friday, right now, as everybody knows, the Democrats only have a two-seat majority, 56 to 54. That's how they're passing all this stuff, 56, 56. Every vote seems party-line vote. However, looking at certain races around the state of Michigan, I'm predicting it could flip to 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. What are you hearing down there in Lansing about flipping the House this November?
Well, we are very optimistic that we're going to flip the House. And so at the end of the day, if we do, we'll obviously be happy with any number that puts us in the majority. I agree with you. I think if you really look at some of these tight races and the races that we just barely lost last time, The opportunity is there. I think the opportunity is there for us to have a 5, 6, 7 seat advantage. And we're all very optimistic that we're going to get there. So that is pretty much the sentiment across the board. Everybody's kind of feeling that way. And I think our chances are as good as ever that, we get ourselves back in the driver's seat.
Well, one of the things that I mentioned is it's not only important to take back the majority, but take back the majority with a certain type of state representative. You know, I talked about it on the radio that, okay, we cannot continue to send these weak, moderate Republicans who may support a speaker that doesn't have our fiscal conservatism, doesn't have our limited government feelings. And, you know, really, what good is it going to do if we end up with the majority, but a speaker that's not going to stand up to this governor? Potentially, that's why it's so important from some of these races, Neil, including yours, that not only you get reelected, but we elect some new state representatives that might stand up to this governor.
Absolutely, Randy. That's been my message from day one. And, you know, I've taken a lot of flack from some of my colleagues for speaking negatively about some of the other Republicans. But at the end of the day, yes, I want the majority back, but we need to get it back with the right people. And the 107th District is a perfect example. You know, this young guy that thinks he wants a career in politics. I mean, it's the same old song and dance as it was in 2022. You know, how on earth is someone who's 23 or 24 years old, that kind of lost track of his age, how are they qualified to go down and make decisions for their parents and their grandparents' tax dollars when they basically probably hardly paid a penny of taxes themselves, you know, or signed the front of a paycheck? And, you know, and he's made he's not even hiding behind the fact that he made it very clear that he intends to reach across the aisle and work with Whitmer in getting stuff done for Michigan. And that's the only way anybody's going to legislate differently than Neil Friske has. I'm the number one ranked conservative legislator in Lansing. And so this false messaging that's being spread out there that I'm going to return true conservative representation in Northern Michigan is just a flat out lie. I mean, how do you improve at 100%? And so the only way anybody is going to legislate differently than I have in Lansing is to help support Gretchen Whitmer's agenda and listen to her speech up at the policy conference. All she can say nothing but positive praises for Biden's administration and what he's done for the country. And so if you're supporting Gretchen Whitmer, you're supporting Joe Biden's agenda, and you have to be a Democrat. You've got to have Democrat blood in your veins to do that. I mean, sure. No true conservative Republican could ever do that, ever. And so, you know, the fun and games in this race is over. You know, I am done being Mr. Nice Guy. People can call me a meanie. They can call me whatever they want. I'm calling a spade a spade. And if this clown thinks he's going to go down there and be more representative for Northern Michigan than I am, then he's going to do that by getting in, and I don't mean literally, but by getting in bed with Gretchen Whitmer and pushing her agenda. And that's the only way it's ever going to happen. And when we have the majority back, I'm going to be on all kinds of committees too. And especially as a returning member, the opportunity for me to probably be chair of a committee or two is very good. He's never going to get that as a freshman coming in. And so, you know, if Northern Michigan wants to take a step backwards, then they can send somebody else to Lansing. If they want to progress and push the conservative agenda for Northern Michigan, I am the only person that they should even be giving any thought to in the 107th House race.
Well, the other aspect to that, Neil, and you said something that was very important, and I question Farm Bureau and a few other these organizations, because nobody has been more involved in agriculture than the Friske family, and you in particular, and all the things that you do over the years with regards to your small businesses. You understand small business, you understand the farming community, you understand the farming business industry, and it's amazing to me that these special interest groups want to go with a candidate to potentially say, hey, I'm willing to reach across the aisle with the Democrats, but yet when we get the majority back, that Democrat advantage goes away. So what good does it say that we're going to switch ships and go with somebody that's willing to be bipartisan when, in fact, we're getting back the majority in the House?
Exactly, exactly. You know, and I don't know what's going to end up with that Farm Bureau endorsement. You know, we'll see what happens. They may not endorse at all, or they may endorse both of us. I don't know. We'll see. But I actually had a very good conversation with them. And when I explained to them, so there were eight bills that they had an interest in, and I voted against their position on three of those eight. They had them weighted, and so that's why the percentage, you know, ended up different, because one of the ones I voted against was worth 25 points. And when I explained to them why I voted the way I did on those, and to look at my overall voting record, you know, and I challenged them. I said, you know, I struggle with single issue organizations, because all you want to think about is your little plate and your little agenda, and that's not fair to the people of Michigan. Look at my overall voting record. Look at why I vote the way I do on every single bill, and then you'll understand why I voted against your position on those three bills. It's got nothing to do with me not supporting 4-H or not supporting farmers or not supporting agriculture. I introduced two pieces of legislation that were pro-agriculture and pro-farmer, you know, this last term. And so, you know, to try to create a narrative out of that is just absurd. And that, it was very well received. When I got done, they said, you know, we really appreciate that, and it makes a ton of sense. You know, it does make a ton of sense.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Well, the thing of it is that we want is representation with a backbone. And I think that's basically what it comes down to, standing up for our values, our principles, and what we want for the 107th. And if you can get some help, some of these other races, it'll just further the caucus and actually strengthen you as being a leader down there in Lansing.
Yep, yep. You know, Randy,
real quick, Neil, we're wrapping it up. Yeah.
Yep.
You know what?
Well,
let's continue this conversation next Monday. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Stay safe out there, and good luck going down to Lansing.
Thanks. You as well.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Joining us on the line right now is the chairwoman of the Charlevoix County Republican Party. Oscar Barden is on the line. Good morning, Oscar.
Good morning, Randy.
Wanted to have you on the show today because 10 days from today is your Lincoln Day dinner. It's going to be at the Talcott at Wolin Lake. And you've got a great event lined up. You've got Mike Rogers actually lined up to be your keynote speaker. Tell the folks a little bit about the event.
Sure. Thanks for having me on. You know, Charlevoix County Republicans has really pushed the envelope in our last cycle or two and really stuck our neck out with trying to push a real conservative agenda. And, you know, the Lincoln Day dinner is about fundraising in order to move that needle. And we have a problem in Charlevoix County, like a lot of other red counties do, where we have Democrats and liberals run as Republican in order to win. That's why we had an endorsement convention, the first county to do that, on May 11th, where we passed a platform to define who we are as a county party and endorse candidates or platform approve them. Now we have to support those candidates, and we also, just a side note, unanimously endorse Neil Frisky for the state rep race. Now it's time to fundraise, and with that, you know, we want to make sure that we put on a great presentation that's going to have a strong draw for guests, and I tried very, very hard, and I'm actually still trying very hard to get a member of the Trump family to come. And I did not get a response, unfortunately, but I'm trying to fundraise here. You know, campaigns cost money, signs, sure, ads, events, et cetera. It all costs money. And we, you know, in the last cycle as a county party, we raised more money than any other county in the first district. And, you know, I want to keep that expectation up. And so, with that being said, you know, I was trying to get a big name brand type of person to really draw people in, and that was the Trump family. With that not happening, I was looking next towards, you know, endorsed candidates. So you have Mike, and now you have actually Judge Boonstra, which he only recently got endorsed, but I'm happy with that because it's really appealing to other people. Not just the far right, but, you know, maybe more of the establishment crowd, the more middle of the road Republican, to come out and support our party, because our more far right wing of our party is loyal and they'll be there.
Sure. So, absolutely. And one of the candidates on the flyer here, as you mentioned, is the endorsed Mark Boonstra for Supreme Court. He'll be there, as well as Alexandria Taylor. And then, of course, your county candidates at your local level, you've got some folks that you really want to push and help them get elected in Charlevoix County government so that they can be the new commissioners in different races like that in your endorsed list.
Right. And we're probably not going to, it's not our plan to have every single candidate go up there and speak. We'd be there all night.
Sure.
We really wanted it to be a presentation about, you know, some different conservative topics, current events type thing. More of like entertainment, you know, the speakers are the centerpiece of the event. So
sure.
We had an endorsement convention. All candidates had the opportunity to come and do their stump speech for the delegates. We offered, you know, people to come there and observe. So they had their chance to speak, and they'll have many more opportunities to speak. But for Lincoln Day dinner, we're not going to have everybody go up there and speak for that
right.
candidate.
Absolutely. Now, last minute, I know we probably have to cut off the food count. I'm thinking probably this Friday or possibly a week from today, next Monday at the latest. But they have to have a head count for food. So people, they can go to your website, miccrc.com. That's your Michigan Charlevoix County Republican Committee.com, miccrc.com. But also, they can mail in a $100 check for per person, or they can send an email. We'll get that information out this week. My question is this. With the last minute trying to expand the crowd, basically to raise as much money possible, that's basically why you're having to charge $100. I'm assuming great meal out there on Walloon Lake. Absolutely going to have a lot of costs, but at the same time, you're trying to raise money. That's the bottom line.
Yes, that is definitely the bottom line. You know, it's a much bigger venue than last year, so we have the opportunity to sell a lot of tickets. So, you know, we're not full yet. So if we have a maximum capacity of 150. So we're open to keep selling tickets to people.
Excellent, excellent. And I'll put this link, if you would like the text message information, just text me CC. That's all I need. Charlevoix County. Just text me CC, and I'll give you the email address. I'll give you the P.O. box to mail a check, or simply you can go online and make the donation right there. You're also offering sponsorships for gold tables and the maximum, the platinum, for larger family memberships and or businesses. If they want to buy an entire table of eight, they can do that as well.
Yep. And you know, and 2 years ago, we did have a couple platinum tables, $5,000. It's an eight top, and it also covers eight tickets to the picnic in the fall. The gold tables is our sweet spot. That's where we make really good money. That's $500 a couple.
$500 there. $100 per individual. Oscar, we appreciate you coming out. I'll keep promoting it all week long.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll,
thank
and 97.7 FM.
Thank you for listening to
FM,
your defending
WCHY
fathers
Sheboygan.
With trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.